We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Shevi'it. We are up to Perek He, Mishnah He. A word of introduction before this Mishnah. There is a halakha that even after the year of Shemitah, one is not allowed to buy produce from an ama'aretz, from someone who does not know the halachot of Shevi'it, of Shemitah. Why is that? Because we suspect that the produce that he's selling is produce that is belonging to the year of Shemitah, and that he did not observe the halachot of Shemitah properly with that produce, which means, let's say, for example, this produce that he is selling comes from a field that was actually guarded and was not hefker, and that is not allowed. One is forbidden to buy Shemitah produce that was not hefker, that was not made available to the public. But since you're buying it from an ama'aretz, it could be he did not know the halakha, and he guarded his field on Shvi'it, and you are now buying produce from him that you're not allowed to have. So now, how long does this prohibition remain in place? That's until the eighth year crop of the same type of produce already has grown and is being sold in the market. So at that point, one can assume that what the Amaretz is selling is no longer belonging to Shemitah, it belongs to the eighth year. Okay, so with that in mind, this Mishnah is going to discuss how this applies to the loof plant. Remember the onions, that special onions that people plant in 1 year, and after it grows and it's picked, it is buried again for storage. They store it for later on, for usage later on. So in other words, it could very well be that when a person would buy loof on the eighth year, it could be that this loof actually grew in the sixth year, a year ago. So here we have a machloket. Me'ematai mutar adam likach loof b'motza'e shevi'it. From when is a person allowed to buy loof after the Shemitah from an ama'aretz? Rabbi Yehuda omer miyad. Rabbi Yehuda says, immediately after the Shemitah year, right at the beginning of the eighth year, you're allowed to buy loof. Why? Because you can assume that the loof grew in the year before the Shemitah, in the sixth year. Chachamim omrim, mi sheyirbe hechadash. Chachamim say, no. One is only allowed to buy the loof, mi sheyirbe hechadash, from when the new crop of loof, meaning the eighth year crop of loof, is already yirbe, is abundant. Which means we treat loof with the same halakha as all other produce, and therefore that means a buyer has to be concerned. Maybe this loof that he's being sold belongs to the Shemitah year. It grew in the Shemitah year. And that concern stays until the eighth year crop of such is available in the market. At that point, one is allowed to buy it. And the Bar Tenura says, Ve'halacha ke'chachamim. Mishnah Vav discusses a halacha that pertains to the concept of Lifnei iver lo titen michshol. We're not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of people, which means that we're not allowed to help someone transgress a halacha. And therefore, for this reason, we're not allowed to sell certain items during the Shemitah year to an ama'aretz who is suspected of not observing the halachot of Shemitah, because he might use these things against the halacha. So that's what this Mishnah is going to talk about. Elu kelim she'en ha'uman rashai lemochram bashvi'it. The following kelim, the following tools, farming tools, she'en ha'uman rashai lemochram, that the craftsman is not allowed to sell them to an ama'aretz during the Shvi'it, during the Shemitah year. And they are Macharesha v'chol keleha, the plow and all its accessory tools, such as Ha'ol, the yoke, that is to harness an animal to a plow, v'hamizre, the winnowing fork, v'hadeker, and the hoe, the big shovel. These are tools that are used only for work that is not allowed, that is prohibited during Shemitah year, and therefore the Amaretz who's buying them we assume that he's going to use them for that purpose. And therefore, selling them to him on the Shemitah year is not allowed because you're helping him to sin. The Mishnah continues and says, however, there are certain items that are permissible to be sold to the Amaretz. Aval mocher hu magal yad u magal katsir. One may sell a magal yad, a hand sickle, and magal katsir, a reaping sickle, two different sizes of sickles that are used to harvest stalks. The agala v'chol keleha, and a wagon and all its accessories. You're allowed to sell these to an amaretz, because these things can be used also for permitted purposes during Shemitah. For example, he could use these sickles to reap a small amount of Shemitah produce and then to bring them home in his wagon. That's allowed because a person is allowed to reap a small amount of produce that is needed for the immediate needs of his family. What is forbidden is only to harvest a large amount that you're going to store for several days. That is not allowed on the Shemitah. But something that is needed for that day's worth of eating is allowed. And so the Magal Yad and the Magal Katsir and the Agala can be used for those as well. So therefore those can be sold to the Amaretz. Zeha Kelal, this is the rule. Kol shemelachto meyuchedet le'avera asur, any tool that is designated only for avera, which means only for something that is forbidden during the Shemitah, that's when we say, asur, you're not allowed to sell. Le'isur leheter mutar. But let's say tools that are designated for both kinds of activities, for forbidden activities and permitted activities. So then it is permitted to sell them to the Amaretz because we are allowed to presume that he's going to use it for the permitted activities. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.